Father, we are just grateful tonight for the opportunity you have given us to come together in prayer once again. We thank you, God, for all that you have done. We thank you, O God, just for the grace and the mercy that you have extended towards us. We thank you, O God, for the days you have fashioned for us, O God, for every plan and every agenda that you have laid out for us, O God, for the places you have taken us away from and from the places you have set us into. We give you praise and we give you glory. And Father, as we pray tonight, we just invite the presence of your Spirit to lead us and guide us as we pray. For he is the one who knows your mind, who knows your will. He knows what you have purposed, O God, and what you have intended for this prayer hour to do. And Father, as we come in prayer, we come not in our own name, but we come in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We stand not in our own righteousness, O God, but we stand in his. And Father, as you have made us kings and priests unto you, our God, we come not empty-handed, but we come by the way of the blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth. And we say, God, tonight, hear our prayer. Attend to our supplication, O God. As we pray, God, let things begin to shift in the atmosphere. Let things begin to change in our environments, in our homes, in our cities, and in our neighborhoods. Let things begin to change as we pray. Father, let our faith be raised and lifted, O God, tonight. For your word says, without faith it is impossible to please you, O God. Let faith arise in us tonight. Let faith arise in us tonight. Father, as we pray, we are mindful to pray also for those that are joining with us on prayer tonight. We pray for an impartation of your Spirit, an impartation of life, an impartation of hope, and an impartation of expectation. As they pray, O God, tonight, let something change in their lives. Let something change in their minds and in their hearts, O God, as you move as only God can. Let situations, O God, that they have been bringing before you change tonight, because heaven has determined that today is the day of their breakthrough, that today is the day of their salvation, that today is the day of their deliverance. We pray that, O God, wherever they are right now, God, they are standing in the gap for others. Let there be a breakthrough for those that they are praying for. For your praise, O God, and for your glory. Let your word, O God, have preeminence tonight. Let your Spirit, O God, activate and quicken everything that is in us that heaven is calling forth for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Father, tonight we acknowledge indeed the heavens are your throne and that the earth is your footstool. You have indeed dominion, authority, and power in every realm. In every realm of existence, O God, you are God all by yourself. There is nobody who is above you, nor is there anybody besides you. Father, you have exalted even your word above your name, O God. Let your word go forth with might and power tonight in the name of Jesus. Let angelic hosts, O God, be sent out to defend your word. Let angelic hosts, O God, be sent to reinforce and establish that which you have declared according to your word concerning this season. You are the one who said you will make us the head and not the tail. You are the one who said you will set us above and not beneath, O God. Let your word not return to you void, O God, tonight, but let your word accomplish everything that you have sent it to accomplish. Let your word, O God, prosper in us. Let your word prosper in our homes. Let your word prosper in everything that concerns us, O God. You said not by might, nor by power. You said by your Spirit, O God. By your Spirit, O God, tonight, let your word begin to arrange things in our lives. Let your word begin to arrange things, Father, in every sphere of influence. Let your word begin to rearrange things, O God, concerning us. Let your word begin to perfect everything that concerns us, because that is what you have sent it to do. We declare, O God, that your word still brings life. Your word still brings hope. And your word, oh God, still brings healing, deliverance, and salvation to those that believe. We pray that God's ears are going to be open tonight, oh God, even for those that have been resisting your word. We command ears to be open, that your word may go forth and find a lodging place in their hearts, oh God, that your word may be fruitful in them for your praise, oh God, and for your glory. Let your word bring joy to those that are hearing the good news. Let there be gladness and rejoicing in their hearts as they hear, as they begin to understand what you have set out for them to do. Father, not only for them, but Father, even for us, let your word begin to open and unravel the mysteries, oh God, that you have set before us, things you said we must understand in this season. Let your word begin to unveil. Let your word begin to bring us an understanding of that which you have desired for us to understand in this season. Let your word reveal to us the scope of what God has laid out, oh God, as the portion of our inheritance. We pray that, oh God, to night, dear, our hearts are being opened to fall in love with your word. Our hearts are being opened to allow ourselves to be changed by your word, to allow ourselves to be positioned and repositioned by your word, that your will, oh God, may be done in us and through us. We pray, oh God, that tonight there is the empowerment of your spirit, that God, people are being strengthened right now in their faith and their resolve to stand for God, that God, we stand for what is right in your sight. Your word, oh God, that sanctifies, your word that washes and cleanses, oh God. Let your word, oh God, find room in us in the name of Jesus, oh God. Many may not regard it as a word of life, but Father, we have received by revelation your spirit, oh God, and has brought meaning and significance to your word. Let us not take your word lightly, oh God, but let us stand steadfast and hold on to your word, knowing that your word will bring us to a place where we can manifest what God has said we must manifest in our lives. I pray that, oh God, tonight as your word is moving, oh God, hearts are being turned, oh God, minds are being transformed and changed for the glory of our Father in heaven. Somebody is finding a place to connect in the kingdom of heaven, oh God, because of your word. Somebody's life is being transformed right now because of your word. Somebody's marriage right now is being restored, oh God, because of your word. We praise you, oh God, that you did not leave us in a place of ignorance, but God, you brought illumination and understanding by your word. Father, as your word is going forth, oh God, tonight, wherever it is being spoken, let hearts receive. Let lives be built on the word of God, which is truth. Father, tonight we contend that the word of God will not be defiled. We contend that the word of God will not be resisted. We contend that the word of God is moving with power, that the word of God is bringing things that have been standing for generations to the ground, that God, your word is beginning to build the kingdom of God in the midst of your people. We pray that, oh God, tonight, as your word is being declared, oh God, hearts are burning. As your word is being declared, oh God, lives are changing, because your word is a life-changing word. Your word, oh God, is a source of hope. We declare that, God, somebody tonight is receiving hope, that the situation is not over, that God has not established the victory yet, therefore the enemy cannot have his final say, that the word of God is bringing God joy, knowing that God is releasing his promises. God is making known what he has laid out for those that are his through his word, that God, people are apprehending your promises that are in your word. And by those promises, oh God, a greater sense of hope, a greater sense of expectation is being raised up in them, oh God, knowing that the word you have declared, the word that you have revealed, the word that you have released, oh God, will not return to you void. Therefore, Father, we declare that tonight somebody is being set free because the word of God is going forth, oh God. Somebody is receiving a level of understanding that is going to dynamically shift their lives, oh God, from a place of obscurity, oh God, into a place of prominence because of your word. Your word is strengthening somebody here tonight where they have been saying they are weak. Oh God, your word is revealing that they are strengthened in God, that your word is revealing that they will be prospered by God through your word. Your word is revealing that, God, they have a greater destiny and a greater purpose. That your word, oh God, as it's being unveiled and mysteries are being revealed, Father, a greater sense of joy to live is being released, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. That, God, our ears are being opened to hear what heaven is declaring. That our ears are open to receive what heaven is declaring. That our hearts are ready to apprehend it, oh God. That our lives may be built around that which you have revealed. For, God, it is in you that we have life. It is in you that we have faith. It is in you that we have hope. It is in you that we have expectation. Therefore, Father, tonight we declare that every word you have spoken over your people is going to bring a manifestation of what you have intended, oh God. Father, we declare that the heavens are open over your people tonight. The heavens are open. Gateways are opening. Doors are opening. We declare that, God, tonight the word is going forth, oh God. Father, dismantling everything that the enemy has set around them to deny what God has set forth as the purpose and the plan for this season. Somebody say hallelujah, because I feel I need to take a shift right here. I feel I need to take a shift right here. I have to just bring you into a place of understanding. The word of God declares that God opens doors that no man can shut. Somebody say God opens doors. God opens doors that no man can shut. I'm going to say it again. God opens doors that no man can shut. I will say it one more time. I need you to catch the thing that is there. God opens. Somebody say hallelujah. God opens. That's number one. And it says opens doors, not just one, but he opens doors. And the doors that God opens, no man can shut. Ah, Rabando, I feel it moving already. I want to release this word tonight. It came over us on Friday during a service. And as we were praying earlier on, I just felt something bubbling in my spirit. Just to let somebody know, this is going to be a season of open doors. This is going to be a season of open doors. A season of open doors. I want to say it again. This is going to be a season of open doors for you. I'm going to say it again. This is going to be a season of open doors for you. God is literally going to begin opening doors for you. Doors you did not understand. Doors of great significance are going to open in your life in this season. So here's what I want to say. God, there is a divine positioning in regards to the doors that God is about to open before you. What doors is God opening? God is going to open doors of hope. God is opening doors of peace. God is opening doors of joy. God is opening doors is opening doors of prosperity. God is opening doors of enlargement. God is opening doors of elevation. He is opening doors of salvation, doors of deliverance, doors of breakthrough. God is literally opening doors in your life in this season. God is opening doors for financial breakthrough. God is opening. God is literally beginning to open doors in your life. I pray that as God is opening doors, your eyes are going to be open to see the doors that God has set before you. Somebody say hallelujah. Doors are opening. You are going to see great doors begin to open. These doors are going to be opportunities. These doors are going to be challenges. These doors are going to hold great levels of promise. Father, I thank you for the doors that you are opening. I thank you for the grace that you have released for those doors to be opened. I thank you, God, for doing whatever was necessary to bring us into this season of open doors. We declare and we decree that no man is going to shut the doors that God has opened before us, that no man is going to be able to discourage us from walking through the doors that you have set before us. No man shall withstand our desire, our effort to walk through the doors that you have opened. God, whatever it takes, we stand in agreement with you for the doors that you are opening. And we stand by faith to declare that we are going to walk through the doors that God has opened. It doesn't matter what is behind the doors, but because God, you have opened the doors, oh God, there is something that you desire to release into our lives, oh God. We walk, oh God, through the doors. We walk, oh God, through the doors. Whatever it takes, oh God, we are going to walk through the doors that you are opening. Somebody say hallelujah. See yourself walking through the doors that God is laying out before you. He has opened the door. Don't let the devil confuse you to think that the door has been shut that God has opened. Don't let the enemy blind you from not seeing, to be able not to see the door that God has opened for you. Rabba soraba, open doors, open doors, open doors of employment. Open doors to open your businesses. Open doors. So Rabaya Kiristo Kuraba Andara. Open doors of ministry. God is opening. Karabasara Rebe Kumbre Shiki Arabaya. And you have to understand that Rosura Bandara Rahai. There are some things that you have been going through in the past few months. Akadeo Kuraba. Things that have not seemingly been able to make sense to you when you sit and try to apprehend and comprehend them. But I want to let you know that in the context of the door that God is about to open in your life, it's going to begin making sense. If you are going to understand why you have been going through what you have been going through, it's because God has been pruning you. God has been preparing you for this door that he is about to open. Somebody say hallelujah. You see, the preacher tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes that to each and everything under the sun, there is a season and there is a time. There is a season and there is a time. There is a season and a time, but God has determined that certain things are going to happen. Let me give you a picture just to walk you through about three steps before I dig deeper in prayer to what God is revealing at this particular moment. God said to Abraham, your children are going to be in slavery. They are going to be in bondage for 400 years. But when the 400 years comes, there is a door of deliverance. There is a door of harabandera. There is a door of freedom that is about to be opened. Somebody say hallelujah. That when that door came, Pharaoh tried to resist, but God says the door is open by the blood. They were able to walk out of slavery at the appointed time because there was a door that was going to happen. There was a door that was going to open. Pharaoh tried to resist, but God's word would not return to him void. He had made a promise to Abraham. Therefore, that door had to be opened. The Red Sea stood to resist God, to resist the children of Israel from walking through the door that God has set forth. But God, all he had to do was breathe, that the waters had to open because God had opened the door for deliverance. Somebody say hallelujah. All I'm just saying is, as you are going through your life, it doesn't matter what is standing in the way, God has determined to open this door. The doors that have been trying to war against you, those that have been trying to fight against you, are not going to be able to withstand. They are not going to be able to stand in the way of you walking through the door that God has opened. They have been discouraging you, but God is saying, not by might, nor by power. It's coming from a dimension that they do not understand. You are going to be able to walk through this door. You have been professing all along, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You have been declaring that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are about to do something you could never do on your own, because the greatness of God that is in you is going to allow you to master the courage. It's going to allow you to master the strength to be able to walk through this door. They may try to discourage you, but the faith that the word of God has placed in you, the faith that you have seen by the promises of God, you are going to walk through this door, whatever it takes. Can I go a little bit deeper here tonight to encourage somebody? That God said they are going to walk in the wilderness. They disobeyed God and believe the report of the 10 spies that the door was closed for them to enter into the promised land because of their disobedience. But I pray that tonight God is putting to rest your disobedience. God is bringing the spirit of obedience over you. You are not going to doubt the door that God has opened for you. You are going to walk through this door. It doesn't matter what giants are standing behind the door. If God has opened the door and given you permission to walk through the door, he has empowered you to overcome the giants. He has empowered you to withstand whatever is on the other side. I declare that when you look through the door, oh Rabanda, somebody might be asking what giants are standing in the way that God has opened the door. You will feel that you are not qualified. You will feel that you are not qualified enough to walk through the door. But who are you to doubt what God has said? Who are you to disqualify what God has qualified? If God is opening the door for you, it means he has qualified you to walk through the door. You are not going to believe the report of men, but you are going to believe the report of the Lord. He is the one who has opened this door. You are going to walk through this sarada buku sharaba. And there came a time, 40 years walking in the wilderness, that God says, now the time has come. I am opening the door into the promised land. I'm opening the door into the land of promise. The river Jordan was at its fullest, but God said it will not resist. I declare and I decree that somebody here tonight is going to cross over. You are coming from a place of the wilderness into a place of promise. Rebeko Rosharaba. It doesn't matter what is standing in the way, you are coming out of the wilderness into the land of promise. Whatever it takes, God said, it is going to be done. No natural boundary, no natural limitation is going to discourage you or dissuade you from walking through the door that God has opened. It doesn't matter how many giants are standing in the way, God is going to give you the grace to be able to walk through. You are saying, I am not qualified. God says, I've qualified you. You are saying, I am not experienced. God is saying, I have favored you. You are saying, I am not educated. God is saying, I have empowered you. You are saying, I don't have the resources. God is saying, I have prospered you. You are going to walk through this door. You are saying, I do not have the understanding. And God is saying, I have educated you. You are saying, I do not have the wisdom. And God is saying, I am releasing the spirit of wisdom over you. You are going to walk through this door. You are saying, God, I don't have the manpower. God is saying, I am empowering you. God is saying, I will prosper the works of your hands. God is saying, I will order your footsteps. God is saying, I will give you insight. God is saying, I have given you foresight. God is saying, I have given you knowledge. God is saying, just walk through the door and see what I'm going to do in you and through you. God will not open a door of elevation without the intention of elevating you. God will not open a door of prosperity without the intention of prospering you. God will not open the opportunity for you to a door for you to run a business and not give you the know-how of how to run it. I declare and I decree that God is opening doors to empower your relationships, and you are saying, I am not relational. I am not relatable. Do you think God is a fool to open a door for the empowerment of your relationships? God is about to empower you. God is about to perfect you. God is about to deal with everything that concerns you. You are going to be relational. You are going to be relatable. Ooh, Sharaba. The word of God says, if God be for us, then who can be against us? You are in a relationship with God. God is love. You are going to know how to love because you love God. People are going to be drawn to you because the favor of God is upon your life. His word says, he that has found favor with God will find favor with men. You are going to walk through this door. Rebe sharabando ro shurabaha, rebe koro sharabandarabaha. It doesn't matter what is on the other side. It doesn't matter what is immediately before you or what is along the way. You are going to walk through this door. You are going to possess your possessions. You are going to receive your inheritance. That which God has intended to come into your hands, he is opening the door for you to be able to receive it, for you to be able to possess it. Somebody say hallelujah. All the pain that you have been through, all the sleepless nights that you have been through, all the tears that you have cried, the number of days you have pulled your hair wondering, God, what's going on? God is saying, I've been preparing you for this door. I've been setting you up for this door. Shaka rabate kete rika rabanda rabosha ribanda raboko raba. Somebody say hallelujah. Open door, 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 open door. And as you walk through the door that God is opening, I declare a door of suddenlies in your life. I declare a door of suddenlies in your life. A door of suddenlies. You are walking through the door of suddenlies in the name of Jesus. You are walking through the door of suddenlies. The word of God specifically says, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. God is not going to lead you into paths of unrighteousness, but he's leading you in paths of righteousness. God will not lead you into a place of destruction, but he's leading you into a place of life. I declare that as you have been following God, as he's leading you, you are going to go just suddenly walk through a door. You had no idea the door was there. You were just you are gonna walk through just walk through an open door. You had no idea. The word of God says he makes a way where there seemed to be no way. He makes a door. He gives you access where there seem to be no way for you to go through. Dazido Russo Koko Tarabaha Rebe Koko Tarabahe Shakada Bosso Topre Dediam Bandosa Mandarados Rabaha Kedesta Rabai Kodo Jebe Tadaya Rebe Kum Darabasada Kedia Doshi Badae Kumdes Tekara Badande Rebosurota Ke Rabatarando Roshora, Badadekere Dorora Mandarara. I've made up my mind. I'm walking through this door. Destarayo Kokotare Badaye Kumdebe de Yaraka Taye Koto Sharabaha. In the name of Jesus, Sadawo Sharaba, Rikoroto Rabai Kopresta Tai Taindoro Sotoraba. I want to tell somebody here, you think you are just going for a meeting. Kudosara Bade Soko Dizaraba Dosukora. It's not just an ordinary meeting. Kudo Rabaya Badesto Bregeti Kia Basha. You are literally opening, walking through an open door. Shakadayo so Bayeta Rabaya Kudu Shere Kia Darabandere Bo Sharaba. Ribrandoro Kuraba Sarabandria Darabosu. Bades Darabander. Open door. Open door, open door, open door, open door, open door, open door. You are walking through this door and there's nothing that anybody can do about it. You are walking through this door. In the name of Jesus, your enemies are going to be astounded. They are going to be astonished as you walk through. Hushara rabandoro kurabazara rabahaya redegu shukura bandereba esarandoso kubrada rabandere. I just declare that your enemies are going to be dumbfounded. Digoro sharaba rabando shukuraba as you uko tese kaye kubrae kedesi kiata. Daido kurabai katai kia doho sharaba re de ya ba kadojo tuku kokotaraba e sharatisa didiro sarabandere kuro sharaba. I want to tell somebody here, they have been talking about you, they have been printing the headlines about you, but tonight it changes. Zado rusto koko dosara de darada. You have been kushabai. You have been the poster child of struggle. You have been the poster child of poverty. You have been the poster child of pain. But tonight it changes. They rejoiced because of where you were. But they are going to be confounded because of where God is taking you now. Ishana bandoro boko daraba desade brotoste kadaya brondeste rali driandoro surabai kadandere botura bande rikaraya rusha rabai tesigri andara bosara. You are walking through this door in the name of Jesus. Now, understand this. Let me just deal with this thing that is inside of you. You see, sometimes when God opens a door, we begin to contemplate, God, am I worthy to walk through this door? He paid for your life by the blood of his son. He moved heaven and earth to open this door for you, and you are questioning whether you are worthy to walk through the door that God has opened. This is what I want to say. Father, I break that spirit of pride. Fall to the ground. That spirit of self-piety, fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. You are going to walk through this door that God has opened. Don't call false humility humility when it is pride. Say, God, I'm not worthy of opening this door. All you got to do is, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I'm walking through this door anyhow because you have opened it. In the name of Jesus. And you stand there, you are trying to reason. You are trying to reason whether your genealogy qualifies you to walk through the door, whether your gender qualifies you to walk through the door, whether your race qualifies you to walk through the door, whether your education qualifies you to walk through the door. But God has opened the door. He knows what is behind the door. Just walk through the door. Sharabaye kura. Don't discourage yourself from walking through the door that God has opened for you. Just walk through the door. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm about to dig deeper here. And I don't care if I'm stepping on somebody's toes tonight. You are going to walk through the door in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I come against the spirit of false spirituality that discourages them from walking through the door. You are spending. There is a moment to rejoice when God opens the door. Somebody say hallelujah. There is a moment, there is a time for you to rejoice when God opens the door, but don't spend the season of the opening of the open door rejoicing for the open door without walking through the open door because of your super religious spiritual self. Just walk through the door. Can I tell you what the word of God says? Psalm 100 verse number 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. As you are worshiping, as you are giving thanks, as you are praising, just walk through the door. Shakataya darabo reko rabasha de de kiya rabo kotoru boko shakataya rabakataye koho shakari beko daba. Because the door is opened for a season. It is open for a season. Don't spend that season dancing around the door. Just walk through the door. Don't spend the season dancing before the door. Just walk through the door. Don't find a season trying to find an excuse as to why you shouldn't walk through the door. Just find your excuse when you've walked through the door already. Sharabaye korobo shiria baraye kohu sharabadere gya da bandere robra dadarabashi kriya bandere. Can I just tell you something? Complaining to God for the open door will not cause you to walk through the door. Complaining becomes a hindrance of walking through the door. And Father, I break that spirit of envy and jealousy in the name of Jesus. Envy and jealousy in the name of Jesus. You see, you have to understand. I say the scripture says God opens doors, not just a door. God opens doors. For some, God is opening a door of deliverance. For some, he's opening a door of salvation. For some, he's opening a door of breakthrough. For some, he's opening a door for divine reversal. Anybody hearing me? So now, don't compare the door that God has opened for you with somebody else to the point whereby you are saying, God, why did you open this door for me and not this one? Somebody say hallelujah. It doesn't matter what door God opens for my neighbor. I am going to walk through the door that God has opened for me. Now, here's the thing. You have to understand the word of God declares that without faith, it is impossible to please God. I'm going to say it again. The word of God declares without faith, it is impossible to please God. Just because God has opened a door doesn't mean you abandon your faith. Because walking through the open door is a work of faith. Just because God opens the door does not mean it is going to be easy to walk through the door, but you are going to walk through the door. You are going to walk through. If you have to walk through the door kicking, screaming, hollering, crawling, do whatever it takes to walk through the door, because what is behind the door is greater than where you are coming from. And it is worth every effort. It is worth every pain. It is worth every struggle. Can I just tell somebody, there are some things you are dealing with in this season that you cannot take behind the door. You are dealing with some things you cannot take behind the door. You cannot take your anger. You cannot take your resentment. You cannot take your unforgiveness. God has been putting you through a season where you have been dealing with those things in preparation for the door that he is opening. You could not carry that baggage with you because that baggage will stand as a blockage for you to walk through the door. So God has been streamlining you. God has been pruning you. God has been doing a work to remove some things so that you can walk through this door without any limitations, without any hindrances. Anybody hearing me here tonight? You are going to walk through that door. It doesn't matter what it takes. Tonight, by the Spirit, we push you through the door if we have to. Karabashi koro kurabai kiriya bara rekiriya bara ekoro sharabanda rabuduru kuriya badere. You are going to rahe rai koro sharabanda rabandere. You are ready rahe karandiri iya barosta barikiya karaye koro sharabandere. You have been making too many excuses. You've been making too many excuses. You have been making too many excuses. Ah, ekiriya baya koshori. God, I wasn't born in the right here. Who are you to tell God when you were supposed to be born? God, I wish I had different parents. Who are you to tell God what is the best way of you being brought to earth? Can I just tell somebody here tonight? You have to understand this. That there is a place that you were born in that was divinely selected by God. And in that place that you were born, there were no streams of revenue that were flowing. But God says, I am going to open a door. Oh, kare, ay, karabanda. I love what the Holy Spirit says. He says, Isaac, do not go to Jerusalem. Do not go to Egypt. But stay in the land of Canaan. Anybody hearing me? Oh, Korabasta. Because I am going to open a door to prosper you. But God, you're going to open a door to prosper me, but there is famine in the land. Anybody hearing me? Oh, Korabasta. He says, stay, I'm going to prosper you. And you know the rest of the story. And God is saying, you want to move, but God is saying the door is not where you want to go. The door is where you are. That's where the door is. Let me clarify. You see, you have been asking God to open a door for ministry. Anybody hearing? You've been asking God to open a door for the expression of your gifts. And you have been in a season of preparation and you feel that you are underappreciated. You feel that you are not valued. You feel that people don't see your gift. And now you feel that you need to move. I'm going to find me a church where they accept me. I'm going to find me a church where they appreciate my gift. But God is saying, don't you dare leave. Because the door for ministry is exactly where you are. As soon as the season of preparation comes to an end, you are going to see how wide the door has been opened for you. In the name of Jesus, they are going to call you when you didn't expect to be called. Yo rebesta karaebo shakarabatararikaraba. Anybody hearing me? The door is wide open exactly where you are. And God is saying, do not leave. Understand this. The grass is always greener on the other side. But you cannot see the grass behind the door that God is about to open. I pray that God will give you the grace to be patient as He works the process. as you work the process. The Word of God says, they that wait upon the Lord. All I can just say to you is wait and see what God is about to do for you. In that place, you may feel that God, there's no anointing here. God said, there's going to be an anointing because I'm going to anoint you. You feel that there is no prayer here. God is saying, I'm going to anoint you. There's going to be prayer through you in the name of Jesus. You've been asking God for a specific ministry, and you are saying, God, this ministry doesn't exist here. I want to go where it is supposed to be. But God is saying, I am sending you in there as the genesis for that ministry. Where do you want to go? Somewhere else. Father, I thank you for the open door. I thank you for the open door. I thank you for the open door. Don't let self discourage you. Don't let self discourage you. But walk through the door that God is opening. Walk through the door. Now, here's the thing. My time is almost running. Here's the thing. You have to understand that there are some people that are around you that do not see the value of the door that God is going to open. They see the door, but they don't see the value of the door that God is going to open. But all I can tell you, do not believe the report of man. Believe the report of the Lord. This is a door that is significantly going to change your life. Just believe and take God at His word and walk through the door. Father, may their voices, may their ears be shut out to voices that are discouraging from walking through the door. Voices that do not see the value of the great door you are opening in their lives. Let them be silenced now in the name of Jesus. There are some influential relationships in your life that have to lose their level of influence, because their level of influence is a hindrance for you from walking through the door that God has opened. So I pray that God begins to purify and sanctify every relationship that you are involved in for the sake of the door that He is opening in the name of Jesus. Now, several things that can be said. I won't say all of them. Several things that can be said. You have to understand that every door that God opens has got its own protocol. I'm going to say it again. Every door that God opens has got its own protocol. It has got its own way of being approached. It has its own way of you walking through it. Somebody say hallelujah. Let me give you an example. See, there are some doors you have to knock to be opened. There are some doors that you have to pull to be opened. There are some doors that you have to push to be opened. Then there are some doors that you have to get close and they open at their own accord. And there are some doors that are revolving doors that you have to just have to step in the gap and the door revolves and you find yourself on the other side. A revolving door means you have to know when to step in and when to step out. Every door has got its own protocol. So I pray that you understand the protocol of the door that God is opening for you. Because you can have faith and be pulling a door that's supposed to be pushed. It won't open. In the name of Jesus. So you are going to understand the protocol of the door that God is opening. What does it mean by understand the protocol of the door that is going to open? There is a door that is going to open in your life because of your prayer. There is a door that is opening because of your worship. There is a door that is opening because of your business acumen. There is a door that is opening because of favor. There is a door that is opening because of relationships. There is a door that is opening because of your gift. There is a door that is opening because of revelation. So you have to understand that if it's a door of revelation, you have to be able to see and understand and perceive. If it is a door of faith, you have to have faith to walk through the door. In fact, every door requires faith because you don't know what is behind the door. Because faith has already made you a promise. You've already seen what is behind the door. You haven't really seen with your natural eyes, but walk through the door. Now, when I say walk through the door, what does it mean, Perkins? I'm telling somebody here, it's time to go and dust off that business plan because it's about to walk through the door now. It's about time to go take out that blueprint for that business because you're about to walk through the door. It's about time you go take out that investment plan. You're about to walk through the door. It's about time for you to go and rewrite that mission, that vision statement for the ministry because you are about to walk through the door in the name of Jesus. Can I just tell somebody here, I don't know who you are. It's time for you to write your bio. What do you want people to say about you when they introduce you? What do you want people to say about you when they introduce you? I'm going to say it again. What do you want people to say when they introduce you? What do you want people to say about you when they introduce you? What do you want people to say about you when they introduce you? It's time to write your bio. But I've never preached anyway. I'm saying, what do you want people to say about you when they introduce you? I've never been on a platform. It doesn't matter. I'm saying, what do you want people to say about you when they introduce you? In the name of Jesus. So write it down. Write it down. Because the door is opening. Can I just tell somebody, it's time for you to go and understand how to copyright your stuff. But I haven't published anything. It doesn't matter. Just go and get it done because the door that is opening. In the name of Jesus. For somebody, you just need to go into a place of deep intercession and deep prayer because there is a door that is opening for gifts of healing that's opening. In the name of Jesus. 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 And Father, I just release the gift for counseling in the name of Jesus. To be able to walk people through the struggles of life and give them hope. I release that spirit of compassion right now in the name of Jesus. Compassion in the name of Jesus. Compassion in the name of Jesus. And we release wisdom because it's imperative for you to have wisdom to be able to know how to help. This is not the wisdom of man, but this is the wisdom of God to be able to know how to help. As the Spirit is coming, that means there is a door that is opening. And when that door opens, there are people that God is going to send your way. And when they come your way, God will give you a word of knowledge. He'll give you a word of wisdom that you can share with them. And that will be exactly what they are looking for. And as you do, as they come your way, your fame is going to go forth and many are going to come because the door has been opened. I pray now for the initiation of a chain reaction. Chain reaction. That what you do may be insignificant where you are. But when the final return comes to you, it's going to be bigger than you have ever imagined because you have dared to walk through a door that God has opened. Let me just tell you this. After 40 years, the door to the land of promise opened. Those men that were used to be slaves were no longer slaves. They are going to be property owners now. They are going to have vineyards that they did not plant. Because of a door that God opened. They are going to have houses that they did not build because of the door that God has opened. They are going to drink from the wells of their forefathers because of the door that God opened. Hallelujah. 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 I felt that word about wells of the forefathers that they did not dig. I pray that right now in the name of Jesus, you're going to drink from the wells of anointing that have been flowing in your bloodline, from the wells of anointing that have been in your family because of the door that God has opened, because you need to drink from that well because of where God is taking you. Understand this. When you walk through the door, you don't stay just in the region of the open door. You have to go deeper behind the open door. You have to go deeper behind the open door. Somebody say hallelujah. I can go a little bit deeper here and let you know. The Bible says when they crossed over the river Jordan, when they were at Gilgal, they ate of the fruit of the land. They ate of the fruit of the land. God was giving them a foretaste of what is coming. So the initial breakthrough, the initial elevation, the initial change of circumstances in your life that you're going to see, the uptick you're going to see, it's just going to be a foretaste of what is coming as you move deeper behind the open door. Deeper behind the open door. You see, you have been praying to God for a business. All you want is one, but God wants to give you 10. But if you stay just behind the door, you're only going to get one. But if you go deeper, you're going to find 10. Somebody say hallelujah. Because that is what God is doing. That is what God is doing. You see, you want to go and preach one conference, but God wants to give you many. Just walk through one and walk deeper behind the door and see what God is going to do. It's literally going to be Ephesians 3:20, exceedingly abundantly, above all you could ever ask or think. Somebody say hallelujah. He is able. God is able. God is able. He is going to supersede your expectation as you walk through the door that he has opened. I declare and I decree that you are not only going to hear of open doors, but you are going to see open doors. And God has already given you the grace to be able to walk through every door that he has opened. And as you walk through the door, remember Psalm 100 verse number 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. As you walk through the door, don't sulk, don't be sorrowful. Give God thanks and praise. As you walk through the door, give God thanks and praise. As you walk through the door, don't have a pity party. Just thank God. Thank you, God, for opening this door. 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 I pray and I believe that somebody's life has just taken a turn for the better tonight because of the door that God has set before you. You are coming out of the wilderness into your land of promise. You are no longer going to be a person of the desert, but you're going to be a person of the promised land. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are no longer going to be the one who did not know where they were going to dwell, but you're going to have a permanent address now, a place where God has said, this is your inheritance, because he has opened a door in the name of Jesus. Open doors. Father, I thank you for the season of open doors. Tremendous, tremendous doors of breakthrough. Tremendous, tremendous doors of salvation. Literally your family, they are coming into the kingdom because of the door that has been opened. In the name of Jesus. Can I just give an example? When I say that, you see, Cornelius prayed. Anybody hearing me? Cornelius prayed. In the book of Acts, it says that your prayers and alms have been received. Come before God. That means a door has been opened for salvation. And God visited Peter with a vision and told him, there are men that are coming to get you, because God had opened a door of salvation for Cornelius and his family. In the name of Jesus. I can go on, but I don't want, really want to go deeper into it. But I want to let you know, there is a door that is opening in your life. And remember, God opens doors, plural, not singular, doors. So it may just not be a door of salvation, a door of breakthrough financially, a door of breakthrough relationally, a door of breakthrough wisdom-wise. Many doors opening. Many doors opening. May you be able to have faith to walk through the door and access what is behind the door. In the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad as you are walking through the open doors. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.